Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at really Pier 17. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And LeBron James is now the all-time points leader, just past Kareem.
Sound like a chihuahua.
Sound like one of your dogs.
Yeah, you sound like a multi-pool little chihuahua.
Hey, yo! Oh, man. Start spitting lyrics in this show. Get me in trouble. Go ahead, man.
You got to be careful.
I want to hear. I'm tired of listening to you and Max. I want to hear what the people have to say, though. That's out there in the world.
Let's talk to the people. Wayne in Philly. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Philly, Philly.
Yo, you guys. Watch you guys every morning. Thanks for having me on. Max, again, bro, every time I call, you be tripping. One, the audacity to have Kobe as the fifth scorer all time is just plain disrespect.
As opposed
Kobe
to
Kobe at least top three scorer all time, period.
You could argue Kobe
you
top
can put
three.
It in, but I'm sorry, you can put it in any order. LeBron, MJ, Kobe, Kareem, any order. Kobe's a top three scorer. Dude had 6 points in the last game of his career. We just can't deny that. And I'm sorry. LeBron James, I'm not even a LeBron fan. That boy's a top five scorer. I don't care if you got to take Kareem out. I don't care if you got to take Wilt out. I don't even care if you got to take Kobe out. I mean, not Kobe. Yeah, Wilt and Kareem. LeBron should be in that top five scoring list, Max. I'm sorry. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. The stats to back it up, all the career accolades. I'm sorry. LeBron James is top five scoring, Max.
I mean, he thinks Kobe should be top three, guys.
I got to agree with him, though. I mean, like that's the biggest point out of this whole thing.
Who are you taking off?
No, I'll take Wilt off.
Yeah, I gotta take. I gotta take Wilt off.
I'll take Wilt off in a heartbeat.
You can. I mean,
you don't have LeBron James, the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, even top five on your list. LeBron
he only scores. He only scores from the paint.
Yeah, because it's too easy.
No, I didn't
for
say
him.
That actually. I said that's he shoots under 40% for his
all I can do is say
he's not even top five.
He's like six.
You didn't say that before in the list. You didn't even make mention
because it's
about
not a top six list. What do you want? Hey, Ted, the
so
producers
why,
asked me for my top five
so
scores
why is
all time.
No, it's all good, Max. You
Wilt Chamberlain, you mean the guy who averaged
you failed
50
this
points
test.
In game one season?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
But
you failed this test.
Because of the competition.
Yes.
And I think that's legitimate. You can look at it that way. The question is how big a discount?
It's a major discount.
It's a huge discount.
Okay. Major discount.
Man. Come on now. And then if you want to factor in everything else in LeBron's career on the court, I'm just talking about on the court, just everything else.
What do you mean else? Are we talking about scoring or we're expanding?
Scoring. You're talking about fast break points. We can go into all that.
If you ask me who's a greater player, I'd take LeBron. If you're saying scorer, I'll take Wilt.
But you got to factor all that in, though, man. You
to can't scoring?
Just, you factor it in for everybody else, but not Wilt.
Wait. To
I mean, not LeBron.
For scoring, you want me to factor it in?
You did for everybody else?
No, I didn't.
You said Kobe shoot can score from anywhere at any time.
You mean as it relates to scoring all the things. Sure. But Wilt didn't have to worry about shooting from the outside because he couldn't be stopped going to the basket.
I'm not going to argue for you, Max. Can I take another call?
Yeah, let's do it. Who are we going to? Dana?
Dana in
let's
Virginia.
Let's go to Dana. Somebody's worried about me.
Hey, what's up, Jay? What's up,
Max? What's up, man?
Hey, Max, man, you be at it. But I want to say this right here. Jay, man, you having it rough this week. From Stephen A. Monday to Max today, man, look like your head about to explode. You almost fell on the set when you got up and walk away from the craziness that Max was talking. Man, Jay, I feel for you. But let me say this right here. Man, Kareem always going to be the best scorer, man. He got the shot that could nobody defend and can't nobody duplicate. And he didn't shoot that up under the rim all the time, Max. He shot that hook shot 10, 15 feet from the basket.
Agreed.
And LeBron is not in the top three? Come on, Max.
So who's your
really
top three? Hold on.
Morning,
who's your
Max?
Top three? You got Kareem one. Who's
my
two?
My top three is going to be Kareem, LeBron, and Kobe.
Hold
that's
on. Where's
top three.
Oh, so, where's so Michael Jordan, who averaged more points than everyone you just mentioned.
Black Jesus.
That he's not in the top three? Michael Jordan, who led the league in scoring – more than all these guys combined, other than Wilt Chamberlain. Right? Chamberlain got 7. Jordan got 10 scoring titles. 10.
And where's Jordan at on the scoring list?
Because he didn't play his long.
Where's Jordan at on the scoring list?
Because he didn't play as long.
But he had a garbage at the end of his career.
Right. hold on. So,
Jordan,
if he doesn't go and play baseball, if he plays after the three-peat, then he compiles more numbers. But when we say scoring, we don't mean the number of points you compile. We look at scoring averages. Now, if he's not playing full seasons, that's one thing. Jordan played 82 games a year and won championships as he was leading the league in scoring.
MJ, Kobe, Kareem, and LeBron, you put them, I mean,
MJ,
whatever
Kobe, order. And you want to drop Wilt.
You put them, I would drop Wilt.
I don't think that's inconsistent. I think you can make the argument to drop Wilt. I have him second because I'm not.
Second is really high.
But I'm not weighing it. I look at what you did against your contemporaries. Like, there were
Max,
other great players who played that.
Well, if you're looking at, if you look at, okay, so Max, if you're looking matters. At what
agree,
he did against his contemporaries, you're not looking at what LeBron has done against his contemporaries?
I am.
Versus Wilt playing against, come on now.
And, but Key, that's the point. He doesn't value the contemporaries of today's game more than he values the contemporaries of when Wilt played, and that's my biggest problem. But you don't. You got Wilt.
You don't. You got Wilt at two, and LeBron not in the top five.
The question is, to what extent? So LeBron James was generally perceived throughout his career, and you can go back and probably look at even stuff you guys said at the time. He was not considered a greater scorer than Kobe Bryant when they were contemporaries, nor than Kevin Durant when they were contemporaries. So there were a couple of guys ahead
early,
of him as scorers.
Early in LeBron's career, in the middle of Kobe Bryant's career, he was not going to be the same type of scorer.
Yeah,
he was not going to do the same things at 19, 20 years old. He was
not. Then it was later in LeBron's career. LeBron was an MVP caliber player when Kobe averaged 35 points a game in a league that had its lowest scoring in like years. Right? Like I think LeBron's a greater player than Kobe. And it's, you know, Kobe's incredibly great. But if you just want to say scoring, I think Kobe was a greater scorer than LeBron. I don't think that's controversial.
Can we take some more calls?
Yes, we can.
Victor
please.
In Los Angeles.
I need some help. My brain.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Let's see if I get this right, okay? What I want to say is LeBron did this. He broke this record in 18 years. It took Kareem 21 years to reach that number.
There you go.
But in that 18 years, LeBron has taken 2,232 three-pointers. The cynical number is to take all of those except one away. That gives you 6,693. Can he hit those numbers in 3 years? I don't think so. The actual number would be 2,291 to actually do what Kareem did in his career.
But that's
so,
the
yeah, he's
with
a point leader, but he hasn't done what Kareem has done.
But
that's
no,
the way
he hasn't
I look
done
at
what
it.
Kareem has done because he played in a different era. You can't hold that against LeBron. I'm not going to, I mean, like, I
well,
understand
makes,
saying
it,
Kareem didn't shoot the three. He played in a different era, but I'm not going to hold that against LeBron.
It also makes me appreciate
but you
Kareem,
are holding like, just, it against LeBron.
Instead of going into this whole battle, like, it does make me appreciate Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as a basketball person. Like, there wasn't a three-point line, the ultimate skill set of how he had to do it. Like, there, it deserves, like, an applause.
Yeah, and he
like,
was
it's incredible.
You know, it was incredible. And he was doing it for championship teams. And even, George Gervin was probably the great scorer back then.
The Iceman.
But Kareem was score. If Kareem wanted to average more points, he could have. But it was all in the service of winning championships as he's doing it, right? He won one in Milwaukee as soon as they gave him a crime partner in Oscar Robertson. And then he won five with the Lakers. Most of that time, most of those chips, he was the number one scorer on the team, right? So Kareem was incredible. And then you got to look at college, too, with Kareem.
Yeah, you can't talk basketball without mentioning him first. I say that all the time. Everybody, I get it. We want to talk about Jordan and Black Jesus and all that. We want to do all those sort of things. But at the end, if you got to start with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I lived through that era, guys, and Patrick Ewing and Olajuwon and Robinson, they're coming into the league, and they're great. Moses Malone. But Kareem was the undisputed best center.
So on top of that, just to give people insight, and I know a lot of older heads can say, and like I have – I know when you get into this battle about LeBron and Michael and things, yo – the nickname for MJ was Black Jesus. Just let that sink in for a second. And that nickname came from other NBA guys. It wasn't something that MJ created. It was his contemporaries who were guarding his tail every night called this cat Black Jesus.
Yeah, like it should be pointed out, LeBron and Kobe gave themselves those nicknames. The league gave Jordan that nickname. It was insane. Kevin in Florida, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to set this. I'm not going to put him ahead of Kareem or MJ, probably maybe above LeBron. But we have to factor in, I would take Wilt out and put in Steph Curry. Didn't he basically change the game of a pure scorer?
Yeah, Steph was the one I could – when if you say who's sixth on the list, I think Steph has a good case. LeBron has a good case. Gervin has a good case. He was a dominant scorer. It's just scoring.
You think Steph has a better, you think Steph has a better case than LeBron James?
As a scorer?
Because you just said definitively that Bron was six, and now you're saying that, yeah, now Steph has
– When push comes
just
to shove –
the goalpost just keeps
push,
moving
no,
with
no,
this
wait,
guy.
No, wait, wait, wait. I mean, I'm just ranking guys. Guy. When push comes to shove,
you see,
I would –
this guy over here. He had LeBron definitively.
Yeah, as a scorer, I might –
30 minutes ago.
Steph and LeBron are – that's the question for number six is Steph or LeBron probably.
So you keep him Wilt at two?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now he's just doing it just to –
No, I think you guys make
it. Now he's just doing it. Just
so you
do
don't. So let me ask you this though, Max.
Paulie, I need another coffee out here. I'm struggling. This guy. Is
you don't factor anything into what JJ Redick said. Nothing, right?
Nope.
No, it's not true.
You guys, well, I'm asking you. I'm only asking you.
I do factor it in. I think.
What do you factor? What do you factor into? How do you weigh what Mr. Redick said, sir?
What specific point are you referring to?
All of his points, everything that you heard him say.
Name one, since you're referring to them, and I will tell you whether or not I agree.
Two-point shooting percentage?
Two-point shooting percentage,
that
there you
include,
go.
Right, because LeBron, outside of 3 feet from the basket, goes to under 40%.
Great.
But he does have that. He does. One of the reasons he's one of the greatest scorers ever is because oftentimes he could get to within 3 feet of the basket.
So here's the best part about that, Key. Here's a counter-argument, right? What did Wilt shoot? 3 feet outside of the basket.
Didn't matter because he could get already, 3 feet whenever already, he wanted.
See,
he
Jay, that's his way I've of already asked that's Max that question.
Why his scoring
I asked Max that question 35 minutes ago. So I don't want to ask him the same question.
I will try to explain this one more time.
You're holding you explained it.
Wilt's number two on your list, Max. It makes no damn
zero.
I will try to explain this to you.
This list is about as bogus as Dan Orlovsky's list.
This is
like leaving Montana off.
It's like when you told me Kawhi Leonard was more clutch than Kobe.
I am the Michael Jordan of list makers. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What is LeBron James's greatest achievement?
His greatest accomplishment to me was winning a championship in Cleveland. You think about how he left and went to Miami and all the backlash and the burning of the jerseys and the owner talking, you know, smack, and then the owner having to basically kiss LeBron's you-know-what. That's the greatest thing to me.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. So my top five scorers of all time, number one, obviously, MJ. Number two, I have Wilt. That's the guy you guys want to take off because of the era he played. Number three, Kareem. Number four, KD. Number five, Kobe. If I had to continue six and seven, it'd be LeBron or Steph probably for that six or seven spot. I think the Iceman should be in there somewhere. When I was a little kid, he used to lead the league every year in scoring. I mean, but at any rate, Key, you asked me about J.J. Redick's points. I said, which point are you referring to in particular? And here is what J.J. Redick said on the old man and the three to refresh our memories.
So he's essentially one of the three greatest all-time scorers by scoring average.
Yep.
This is not just a longevity thing. Better career shooting percentage from two than Kevin Durant. Better than Jordan. Ninth all-time in threes. On top of that, he's fourth all-time in assists. The constant narrative about nitpicking things with LeBron, most of them are just not factual. LeBron James, is he an all-time great scorer? No, he is the all-time greatest scorer.
That's a laughable comment on its face, J.J. Redick. Look, here's the thing. When he talks about, so those, I'll respond to those points, Key. I suppose that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he said the top three in average scoring, something that you continue to harp on.
Okay, well, here's
so
the thing.
So if he's top three, how could he not be in the top five on your list?
And scoring average of all time.
Okay, so how? So what does a scoring average mean by itself?
Scoring average over the course of your entire career.
The question is, because you're trying to place them among other people, so you're comparing apples to apples, scoring average. Not exactly apples to apples, because a scoring average in one year is not the same thing as in another year, which is why I like to look at where you placed in your year. For example, you might, you know, one year, Key, when before, like, I don't remember if we were little kids or before we were born, but a long time ago, Carl Yastrzemski led the majors like a 301 or 302 batting average. Batting average was depressed. That led the league, but it's going to not look good. But in that league, it was really good, right? So it depends how hard it is to score in a given era, all that kind of stuff.
Can you just look at the points in the playoffs very quickly? He has 46,000.
Yes, he's played in an era of a lot of playoffs, and he's played for a very long time.
Yeah, but
and he's by the way, he's one of the greatest players ever.
Go ahead, continue with your point.
So the point is, scoring averages depend on era. So, for example, when Kobe averaged 35 points a game, you know, someone else may average more than that. But where did it rank in the era? Kobe was 2 or 3 points ahead of AI, who had a crazy year that year. It's very hard to beat your contemporaries by 2 to 3 points a game when you lead the league in scoring. So scoring average by itself doesn't mean what you think it means. You have to contextualize for the year and see what it meant in that era. LeBron has led his league in scoring, which by that we mean average, one time.
But
he generally finishes high up, but not usually second.
But Matt, scoring average is over the course of your career.
Mm-hmm. Average is over the course of your career,
just, you're,
Max.
You're pinning it down to one season, and you're utilizing that. And I hear what you're saying. Are you okay? Are you having
no,
a headache?
No, but each year, so Wilt Chamberlain,
but it's not dropping.
Because everyone in the league averaged a lot. That was still number one by a lot, but that was a very high average scoring league, yeah.
Yeah, but when you look at the average, and you're smart, you went to Columbia, as you remind us all the time, how smart you are.
Yes.
And an average is not going to dip. LeBron James isn't going from 27 to 15 back up to 40. It's not. His is going to stay consistent throughout his career across the board. That's why he is in the top three on averages all time.
I agree.
No matter how long he plays.
All time scorers.
No matter how long he plays. His average stays the same.
But in each year, when you contextualize that average, it means different. One year, if you average 27 points, and the next year, you average 27 points. But in the league, you averaged 27 points. There were 10 guys who averaged more than that. You were 11th. Those 27 points weren't as good as the year you averaged 27 and came in second in scoring, obviously, because it was harder to score in the other league, right? So it's not arguing LeBron isn't one of the greatest scorers ever. It's contextualizing the fact that his scoring average is a little bit misleading when you say it's top three of all time. That's one. Two.
Is it not top three of all time?
Yes, it is top three of all time.
I'm asking Max. Is it not top three of all time?
It is.
So how is that factually incorrect?
It's not factually incorrect. I'm contextualizing it, Key. Now, the other point was this. Jay and you keep bringing up the fact that I'm giving Wilt Chamberlain credit for scoring right next to the basket because that shot was available to him whenever he wanted. And once you move 3 feet away, who knows what the scoring was? It wasn't going to be the same. LeBron scores a lot within 3 feet of the basket. Once you move away, he's under 40%. So saying he leads the league in field goal percentage is a little bit misleading, though he gets credit for those close-to-the-basket shots. The reason it's easier for a center to get that shot more often. Mm-hmm. So that you look at the percentages for LeBron, it's going to be higher based on his size and his ability to get to the paint than Kobe's from the field.
But I understand your point on that.
Just as Wilt's will be higher than LeBron's in his best season.
But it's like you have that number for LeBron, but you don't have that number for Wilt. But Wilt is number two on your list, Max.
That's what I was getting to. The fact.
Well, why did it take you so long to get there?
I have to establish that first.
Okay, go ahead.
Now the next thing is, LeBron will not get that shot as much as a guy like Wilt because Wilt of Wilt's even greater size. That's why Wilt was able to average 50 points in a season. Now, if you want to discount Wilt because the era he played in, as I said, that's a good argument. I don't know. I think it's a persuasive one. I'm not all the way persuaded by it. But if someone wants to leave him out as a result of that, I think that's reasonable. And then you have LeBron fifth, let's say. I have him sixth. Maybe seventh, depending. I have to think about him and Steph.
Is Shaq one of the most dominant scorers to ever play the game of basketball?
He's top 10, let's say. Top 10 or 12, let's say.
I think
he is physically, once again, Jay. If Wilt is two, then Shaq is one.
Dominant. So, like, yeah. See, so Max, like, for me, I'm able
he
to.
He had to share the I'm ball with Kobe,
to,
by the way.
Let me talk for a second, guys, here. I'm able to unpack basketball Max. Completely differently than you because I see skill set, I see dominance, right? So. Skill set is something different than dominance, right? It can mean your skill set can be dominant, but then there's a physical dominance that is drastically different than other people have. I factor that into scoring being one. And so LeBron, the skill set is very, very high. I would say it's not as like Kobe's, right? But the physical attribute is like Shaq in a way. So I combine the two. And to me, that is a metamorphosis of something the game of basketball has never seen before.
Great point. That's just a great point because LeBron's skills are of a small guy in many respects, but his size is like Karl Malone.
Yes.
Right? That is a great point. And I think if you want to argue, therefore, you have him in your top five, that's a difficult point to refute if you, in addition, say, I am taking Wilt off because of that. And by the way, when we ask who else Shaq should be in that conversation with LeBron and Steph, or if you take Wilt out with Steph or whoever else for that 6, 7, 8 spot, right? I'm not disagreeing with that point, also, but that's also not MJ.
I also put a little bit. Well, I'm not.
Led the league in scoring 10
times.
We're
just talking about your list. We're talking about top five on your list, right? So, like, I also factor into the fact that this age of basketball, the skill set is drastically different than what it was back with Wilt. Like, so, like, for me, like, my point is against Wilt right now, not against the rest of the list.
Okay.
So when I look at the contemporaries that LeBron James has gone against over the course of the 20 years of his career at the highest level, I value this version of basketball more than I value the level that Wilt played against. Okay. And it's not
– That's fair.
Not knocking Wilt.
No. It's just plainly true, actually.
LeBron to a different stage than Wilt.
It's plainly true. And in this era where he's playing tougher competition – LeBron is generally not the best scorer in the league in any given season. And in that era, facing much weaker competition, Wilt was the best scorer in the league by far every season, right? And then it's a matter of how much do you weigh those different things you said. That's why I can't argue.
That's if LeBron.
I'm not going to die on the Wilt hill, but I have him second.
That's if LeBron chose to be that player. But it's also like the thing that people have used to break down LeBron is that they said, oh, he deferred. And I'm like, well, damn, like, you can't make the right play? Like, you can't make
yes,
the right
–
we devalue making the right play because we'd rather you force it because that means you're a better scorer if you just take all the shots.
If LeBron wanted to concentrate just on scoring, it would be a very different list. I'm not talking about what could have been. I'm talking about what was, what is. And if you say best offensive player, now LeBron shoots up the list. I'm talking just scoring, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. By the way, how do Lakers fans view LeBron breaking the record? Key, you had some stuff to say about this before it happened. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
My top five scorers of all time. At number five all time, Kobe Bryant. At number four, Kevin Durant. At number three, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. At number two, Wilt Chamberlain. And at number one, an uncontroversial pick, Michael Jordan. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst and two-time Super Bowl champion and Lakers fan.
Big Wood, I'm not going to lie. You may have the coldest intro music out of anybody that comes on our show.
I do, because I got the coldest rapper coming, you know, like, that's introing me. You know what I mean? Like, every time y'all play something, I'm ready to drop it. Let it rip.
Just imagine being you when Big came out.
Oh, I was acting a fool, Max. Let me tell you that.
Damian Woody, usually you're on here, we're talking football, but
Not today, man. Congratulations to the king for breaking a record. Honestly, I thought would never be broken. There's a couple records in sports that I thought would never be broken. One is like Emmitt Smith's rushing record. I don't know if that'll ever be broken considering the way the game is played today. And Kareem's record. I never thought Kareem's record would be broken, but here we are today celebrating LeBron breaking Kareem's record, man. And it's just greatness, man. I love watching greatness.
Yeah, you're right about him because the game has changed, but also they don't value the running back quite the same as they did back in the day.
Did you get a chance to hear Max Kellerman's list?
Man, I'm in the production meeting for Get Up or whatever, and I just happen to glance at the TV. I see you guys, and all of a sudden Max's list pops up.
Pure genius.
With no sound. And I'm just looking at Jay and Keith's face. Y'all look absolutely disgusted with Max's
this
list.
This is a score.
Max, what the hell is wrong
with
you?
These are the five greatest scorers who ever lived.
What
this
the
is
hell
not controversial.
Is wrong with you, Max?
This is not uncontroversial. Who you dropping off that list?
Who am I dropping
off
the
list? Yes, like an all-star game. Oh, he got snubbed. Okay, drop
him. I said I'm dropping Key and I.
Jay put a name on it. He's dropping
Will. I'm dropping Will because Will is such like an anomaly of his time. Like, I mean, dude, he's out there playing. Like, he out there playing against plumbers. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, like as tall as Wilt is, he out there. Yeah. You know, come on, man. You out here dropping 100 points.
Max, why does everybody from the callers to the people that have been on the show say that Wilt at number two makes zero sense, but you're the only person that's fighting for that?
I'm not fighting for it. In fact, I acknowledge that it's a legitimate point. A lot of times you guys
just
talk
so will
nonsense,
you take it off the list?
But this
will
is, I will
can
not
we redo
take it off the list.
The li- How about we redo
I believe,
the list?
I have considered what you guys are talking about.
Yes.
So you're fighting.
I think on the one hand, it's a good point. There's less competition. On the other hand, I think you have to take this into consideration. If you have an enormous size and physical advantage in your era, to completely discount that is to take away your greatest attribute. Like, if there was a Wilt Chamberlain today, he'd be 8 feet tall.
You mean the year I got drafted?
But Wilt Chamberlain was an athlete. Wilt Chamberlain
was
an Olympic hurdler. Wilt Chamberlain jumped 110 meters. Like, so you have to make Yao Ming super athletic, fast, strong, everything. Jay, you got drafted in the same. The only reason you went second is because Yao was 7'6 and he had some skills. Now make him more athletic than you. That's what Wilt was back then. So I hear you. You discount it because of who he's playing against. But you also have to consider that maybe you got to give him some credit for
give
how
him
physically
credit.
Dominant.
Oh, I credit. Yeah. I just wouldn't have him. I'm surprised that you don't have him five. And then like, oh, okay, if LeBron, you have him two.
Yes, that's the problem with your list, Max. It's not that you don't you have him on the list. It's where you have
him. Okay, so let's do this. I still would have him too, but let's say, because I think you're making good arguments for the sake of argument, I drop Wilt Chamberlain to sixth. The guy who led the league in scoring 7 times, he averaged 50 points a game, averaged one season. Let's say I dropped him to 6th. Are you happy now?
Now
you want LeBron
smart.
In, or do you want Stephen, or do you want Shaq?
Let me say this. You know, while you're talking about Will averaging 50, how about LeBron averaging 30 at 38 years old?
It's nuts.
It's just ridiculous. The standard we've held LeBron since he was in high school to right now at 38, averaging 30?
I give more credit to LeBron because people say, like, we're sitting here talking about the greatest scores, right? And I bring up Shaq because Shaq's dominant. Shaq's skill set was nowhere close to Kobe Bryant, right? But LeBron James coming to the league at 18, averaged 20-plus points per game, right? 20-plus points and couldn't really shoot the rock.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, you're finding different ways to get me buckets when you don't have the complete skill set. Right. And now I'm seeing your skill set evolve over time, and I'm seeing your score average going up over time. I'm like, damn, like, I'm putting more extra sauce on that
like
value.
Like Wilt and Shaq, LeBron was an unstoppable physical phenomenon in his day. Not with the same height, but overall physical phenomenon.
To me, like, that's the thing that stands out is, like I love Shaq. Shaq was, like, one of my favorite players, like coming up and stuff like that. He was such a physical force. He didn't really have to work on every aspect of his game because he was just so big, physically imposing. But the fact that LeBron came into league just this physical force of nature, but his game is also, his shot has evolved, everything has evolved. He's gotten better and better in other areas. To me, that's why you got to give LeBron like the ultimate praise, because not many guys with physical skills continue to work on their craft like that.
Mm-hmm. Damon Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, 2-time Super Bowl champion, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You're talking about coming in as an 18-year-old, averaging 20 points, and now at the age that he is right now, 38 years old, spent 5 years with the Lakers, won championship. Some people would try to discount it because it was in the bubble. I don't discount it as a Laker fan. You don't discount it at all, Damon, as a Laker fan. But what I do want to ask you as a Laker fan, where does he fit in the hierarchy of all the great Lakers that have come before him we've watched? Where is he at? Is he top
about within the 5 years that he's been there? Are you talking about the complete body of work as it relates to the Lakers?
You really only can go off the 5 years, because
– Okay, different then. Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, you can't put – Magic is, to me, is number one. That's just for me. Magic, Kobe, Wilt,
Kareem.
Like, there's a laundry list of guys that you can put up there ahead of LeBron. Like, no one can doubt LeBron's greatness in a Lakers uniform, but man, we talking about the Lakers here. Lakers got dogs throughout their whole, their existence.
Their second Mount Rushmore. If you took Mount Rushmore off, their second Mount Rushmore go up against anyone's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
The problem for me when these conversations come up, it's no disrespect to LeBron. I love LeBron to death.
None.
But the problem is he's only been here 5 years. Kareem got drafted by the Bucks, spent 6 years with the Bucks, but 14 years with the Lakers. Kobe wasn't drafted by the Lakers, but essentially he was drafted by the Lakers. He never played for another franchise. He was traded, blah, blah, blah. You know, you start thinking about Magic and Jerry West and even Wilt Chamberlain, or you think about Elgin Baylor, or you think about some of those, James Worthy. Like, when you start to think about players in Laker uniforms, see, like, for me, he can't pass any of those guys up in those 5 years. He's got to play a little bit longer in a Laker uniform to start really having that conversation. Because right now, what is it, 3 misses and it's not his fault, injuries and all sorts of back coaching or whatever you want to call it. There's been 3 misses, essentially, in the playoffs. So it's kind of like, what will be his Laker legacy when it's all said and done? I know he passed Kareem, but most of his points was done with other teams. So when you start to look at it, what is that? What does that really mean?
Listen, that debated for other people. I mean, listen, I just know that today we're going to be having a lot of GOAT debates. I'm an MJ guy. I don't know if that'll ever be, you know, be seared out of my brain, but what LeBron has done, man, is you can make a, like, if someone made an argument about LeBron being a GOAT, I'm not going to argue with it. Like, how can you really debate it with that body of work that man has put out there?
Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champion, Lakers fans, and would dare say that about Michael Jordan before this segment ended. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. How do Lakers fans view LeBron's breaking the record?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What is LeBron James's greatest achievement?
His greatest accomplishment to me was winning that championship in Cleveland. You think about how he left and went to Miami and all the backlash and the burning of the jerseys and the owner talking, you know, smack, and then the owner having to basically kiss LeBron's, you know what, that's the greatest thing to me.
And he did that in Cleveland. But he did it against a team that won, set the record for wins that year, that was unbeatable, the 73-win Warriors. He did that for Cleveland. And then he went to L.A. and brought L.A. the first championship in a long time. So how do Lakers fans view LeBron? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Tim Bontemps, Timmy Goodtimes, ESPN NBA reporter on the Hoop Collective on ESPN Radio.
It really was just emblematic, mostly of LeBron's, you know, for the large majority of LeBron's tenure in Los Angeles, he's been irrelevant from an NBA standpoint. Obviously, they won the championship in the bubble. Well, no, but look, this is his fifth year there. They're on pace to not be in the playoffs in three of them, and they lost in the first round in the other year. So I'm not discounting the championship, but he spent a lot of time in Los Angeles in the wilderness from an NBA universe standpoint. And the fact that they're in 13th in the West, losing to the Thunder tonight, is pretty emblematic of that.
So here's the bigger point of the discussion for me, is that, as Tim just said, the Lakers lost last night, even though we celebrated LeBron, to OKC. They're 13th in the Western Conference, and they are struggling to make the play-in game, which only makes it even more incredible that they are now still sitting at the throne of being the most relevant team in the NBA and in NBA history. Think about the conversations we're having about the Lakers organization with what I just made mention. Like, going through the fact that, yeah, last year they didn't make the playoffs. The year before that, they got beat up 2-4 in a series against the Suns. The year before that, they won. And then from 2013 to 2019, they didn't make the playoffs. But we're having the conversation today, and we will continue to have it, about LeBron James potentially being the greatest player of all time, or battling with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, another Laker, with Michael Jordan, or if we're saying who's the greatest scorer of all time, Kobe Bryant, a Laker, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a Laker, Wilt Chamberlain, a Laker, LeBron James, a Laker. You want to throw in Elgin Baylor, a Laker? Like, the relevancy around the Laker organization, Shaq, is just off the charts.
You brought up Shaq.
It is at the ultimate high. Shaq, the most dominant player. So say whatever you want about LeBron. Like, to me, today epitomizes the Lakers sitting at the throne of being the most relevant team in NBA history.
Well,
once again.
That's, yep. been for quite some
time. But Key, it was this battle between Boston. Boston's kind of knocking on the door. They were an NBA championship last year. They feel like they're on the verge.
But it's always for the most part, and it's not because I'm a homer. It's even when the Lakers were down, the years you talk about from 13 to 19, it was still, why are the Lakers in this position? What happened with the Lakers? Chris Paul deal didn't go through because of the Lakers. That conversation was constantly having over and over and over again. LeBron James is a Laker. So LeBron James, not only everything he's done as LeBron, then you add the Laker piece to it. That conversation is going to continue to go on. If LeBron was to ever leave the Lakers and go on and play somewhere else when his contract is up, the Lakers will still be talked about amongst NBA circles because it's the brand.
Yeah.
The brand has championships and the owners and the legacy of Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer. It's always going to be that way. That's why when you look at it in the last segment, I'm saying to myself, Max, I'm like, you know, he's on the way to possibly not making the playoffs for the third time. He did get us the chip, but his tenure is so short there right now. If it was a little bit longer, then we could have a conversation.
Need one more chip.
Yeah, one more chip. We'll have that conversation for the Lakers.
That'll do it. So, Jay, you talk about – Tim Bontemps brought up the NBA wilderness. And, in fact, you know, the Yankees, the Cowboys – in the 80s, the Yankees didn't make the playoffs for a long time into the 90s. And the brand didn't quite mean the same thing. They're still the Yankees, but they were kind of a generic big market team that people paid attention to. The Mets outdrew them certain seasons when they won the World Series. The Cowboys. Let the Cowboys not make the playoffs for 6-7 years. The coverage will go down. It'll still be coverage. It's the Cowboys. It won't be the same. The fact that LeBron, as Bontemps says, in the NBA wilderness, delivered a championship. Do you understand? Oh, it's the bubble. Shut up. Everyone played in the bubble. It was the same thing for everyone. He delivered an NBA, not a playoff run, not a conference finals appearance, a chip. He did that already for the Lakers.
And think about this, just to add on it. Like, not only did he deliver a chip, but he did it the same year one of the greatest Lakers of all time passed away in Kobe Bryant. He literally said, standing on the middle of the court, "We are going to get this done for you, 24. We're going to get it done for you." So think about that story. And I get that Lakers fans, like, you always want more. I understand that. But, like, today we're talking about the 13th team in the Western Conference because the guy, the chosen one, LeBron James, the king, not only delivered a chip, but is still keeping the brand relevant at the age of 38, averaging 30-plus points per night. And we're sitting there wondering, like, where are you, Anthony Davis? You're supposed to be in your prime. I'm just talking about the relevancy that LeBron brings to the table at this stage of his career, even though he is in the wilderness.
All right, we got much people want to talk about it. Big day today. LeBron James breaks a scoring record last night. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.